I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day, everybody. Survivor tonight, Vinny.
I'm excited. You know I love the show.
I'm
a little bummed that our local got thrown off already. Ooh, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But, you know, we never got to talk to her either.
No. What channel is the...
What's her name? Hawkeye?
Rourke. Yeah. But Hawkeye works.
Whatever.
It's fine. What channel is the baseball game on tonight?
Fox, right?
Is it Fox? Yeah.
Fox? Okay, so that won't affect... I just need it to not affect my Survivor viewing.
Yeah, well, that is the most important thing.
That's true. Second most important is, you know, go Astros.
Right.
For tonight, anyway.
Yeah, I just could have sworn they were going to finish that off last night.
I thought so, too.
Oh, well. What happened?
They didn't.
The Dodgers won, and now we have Game 7.
Well,
but you know, they're
like a game seven.
For the sport itself, they're enjoying great success.
Sure,
the ratings have been huge.
They have been.
And some of those games
shows.
Have been pretty fun, even though I don't have a pony in the race.
Right. Well, so. We have an anti-pony in the race, right? We want the Dodgers to lose.
Yeah, and you know, when it's funny, I'm not necessarily someone who goes around hating other teams. I don't have that in me, but I know tons of people do.
Right.
They get together and they're partying. And they're like. Kill the Dodgers.
Right.
So, that's cool.
All right. It's time to do Winterland. Let's do it. Winterland sold out super fast, under 2 hours. It's John Mayer and Maren Morris. We just heard that song, Dear Hate. That's Maren Morris. So I'm excited to see her. I'm as excited to see her as I am to see John Mayer. It's going to be a great show. It is Tuesday, December 12th at the Masonic in San Francisco.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
That same number you're calling is the number you would text if you wanted to do that. We get piles of these throughout the show, and here's where we try to get your opinion,
your
or
two
comment
cents in.
Heard. Yeah. 979 says, "You know that sinking feeling when you first wake up and you think it's the weekend, but it's really Monday. That's how I feel when you. That's how it feels when you turn on Sarah and Vinny and hear Scott."
Oh, sweet.
Welcome to the main stage, Cameron. Doesn't have the same ring as Diamond.
Yeah. Diamond is a cute name and everything, but Cameron's solid. I think that's really cute. Cammy.
And it doesn't automatically choose your profession.
It doesn't,
for you.
No.
Cameron could
doesn't.
Be anything.
It could be.
Diamond is a stripper.
Right. It's also androgynous, too. Like Cameron could be a boy or a girl. And
I like
names like that. Yeah. Cam.
Oh, so if it's a woman named Cameron, would it be Camryn?
Oh, I don't know.
It wouldn't be Cameron.
I suppose you can spell it any way you want.
Because
I
had
even
a buddy in elementary school named Cameron, but it was Cameron.
Which is the normal spelling. But I guess, right, they could have spelled it differently. I guess we won't know until we see it written
down,
Vinny.
Well, who's the actress? Is it Cameron Manheim?
There's a Cameron Manheim, and I think her name is spelled different, but there's also a Cameron, doesn't she play one of the kids on Full House?
I don't know. Oh, that's her last name, though.
It is?
It's Kirk Cameron's sister, right? Brother?
I must be thinking of something totally different. I'm picturing a little blonde chick whose name is Cameron, but I don't know any of their names. I don't know if those are spelled differently. It'll be interesting to see how they chose to spell it.
Cameron Grimes, Cameron Zellinger, Cameron Manheim is Camryn.
Ryn.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Brennan family. Happy birthday, Isla. Thank you, guys. Yeah, Isla
all
turned.
All these
it's
little
been
Scorpios.
Four years.
I can't believe it. I honestly feel like the time is just going so fast. It's scary.
Oh, absolutely. Vin, that POS moved here from the Middle East on a visa only 7 years ago, so he may have had this crap in his noggin the whole time. Yeah, I don't know how they've decided that he was radicalized here in the U.S.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Can't
what
get
they're looking. We don't.
Head.
Well, we don't know what they're looking at. They right. may be. They may have his computer. They may be right. looking at what he's been up to. I don't know. 925 says, "You keep saying Bryn's wife. Did they get married?
They didn't.
But I don't.
We just don't.
I don't have time to sit and hem and haw about
his
what
fiance.
To call her. Anita.
Yeah, Anita.
I have green eyes," says 408.
My son has green eyes.
818 says, "Vinny, how the hell do you remember your teachers' names? I love that about you."
I remember some of them. You do seem to have a lot of them in your head. I can't remember.
I
a
like
lot of their
people
names.
Though, and a lot of times people I've met along the way mean a lot to me.
Yeah, it's not that my teachers didn't mean a lot to me. It's that I just am no good with names, I guess. I don't know. Like, I remember Mr. Crow and Mrs. Wilcox. But beyond that, oh, Mrs. Weintraub. She failed me in English. That's why I remember her.
Hmm.
Yeah. I just do. You have a knack for names.
Okay. When Vin said 4 acres of skin, I threw up in my mouth.
It does seem like a large area of skin. Well, a football
field... Well,
and
it's all penis skin, too.
Yeah. A football field is like 2/3 of an acre. So lots of football fields of... Actually, it almost seems like it could be unlimited, because then couldn't you take cells from the 4 acres of skin and grow more skin? More skin from the foreskin?
I'm not even reading that.
What is it?
Vin, try searching traffic cone.
Oh,
they don't have them categorized like that. That's not
in there.
Let's see
if traffic cone's in there. I'm going to look.
Should have waited until... Well, you wouldn't have my...
But I might have something that looks like a trap. No, there's nothing for traffic cone. I'm going to type in boat. Oh, boat house. Oh, hold on. I found a boat. Oh, that's not a boat. These aren't boats.
Okay.
I don't understand why these are boats. Funny.
Should have waited until after the time change this weekend, Sarah. You're going to need to reset that all over again.
No, I'm not. It resets it, doesn't it? No?
I don't know. We don't know.
Well, I am going to reset it.
I don't know what the problem
me,
is.
I don't know what the problem was either. I don't even know how I fixed it or if I really did, but it went off this morning, and that's all that matters. I just hate thinking that now every morning when I'm waiting for my I'm going to be all like antsy. Is it going to go off or not? Is it going to go off or not?
650 says, I just typed in bikes and all my picks with bikes came up.
Oh, let me try bikes.
Did you try traffic cone? Did you get
I did.
Nothing?
Nothing came up.
Right.
Nothing came
not.
Up for bike. That's ridiculous. I have a million pictures of bikes.
Huh.
That's, mine didn't work.
Best gift I ever got was this book from my girlfriend. Going to get another one made from our trip to Disneyland with her 3 kids. That's one of those picture books.
Yeah, they're great.
It's so cool.
I did a before and after of our house. The first 2 years we were there, all we did was construct it. And then I took all the before pictures, all the during the construction pictures, and all the after pictures and made a book for John.
Samsung has had the photo search feature since the beginning of time.
Well,
way to
Samsung
catch up.
Is amazing. So
Apple.
Thank you, Android users. We get it. Our phones suck. And yet, weirdly, we can't switch to you.
213 says, get me the bleep out of here. LOL. I love Yuzi.
when she was freaking out in the home goods.
Yeah. 510 says, what is the update on Baby Diamond? She's here.
Yes.
Everyone.
What were you guys saying? There's about 20 texts that say Cameron Diaz.
Oh, yeah, Cameron Diaz. And her
name
is
just
spelled...
naming Cameron?
No, we were saying how are they going to spell it? Like, is it a different spelling if it's a girl or a boy? And I was trying to think. I thought one of the Full House kids' real name is Cameron, but it might be the last name.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was saying Cameron Manheim, which is spelled differently, like with a R-Y-N. And now you're all up to date.
Oh, Candace Cameron.
Oh, Candace Cameron, right.
I took a self-defense class, and the first thing they tell women is to never wear a ponytail so people don't grab it.
Oh.
All right. But I mean, really, sometimes you just
sometimes
need
your
hair,
put
your
hair
out of your
up,
face.
Right.
Yeah.
First thing they told me was just start screaming, no!
Mm-hmm.
No.
925. I love Scott. Love, love, love.
Oh. He'll be happy to hear that. It's coming on the Secret Show today. Fair warning.
Michael McIntyre is amazing. So funny. He's the guy who Scott's opening up for at that big corpo gig.
Right.
And when Scott told me about it, he said, there's a chance this guy's just going to have me ripped from the bill.
Right.
And I was like, what'd you do to this guy? And he's like, no, it's just that, you know, he's a big star and he
right.
doesn't need me. And I was like, oh boy, that's not.
But it looks like the gig is on.
Well,
so.
We'll see. I mean, what if the guy hasn't even bothered to look at the bill until the day of and then goes, nah, get
no,
that guy out of there.
Get that guy out of here.
And there's Scott.
Ooh.
With his stolen memorized Kardashian jokes.
Can't believe he said that. Like he goes online and looks for Kardashian jokes. I guess if you've never seen the show, you might have to.
Yeah. You wouldn't know
but
anything
about
it.
But don't comedians all bitch about that? Like people stealing their jokes?
Yes, they do. Happy November, you guys. Hopefully this month is a lot better than last month. You guys help take the pain away. XOXO.
Oh, that's sweet. I hope it is a good month. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and colder weather.
I just got an email for anniversary shout out.
Oh.
Let's see. 10-year wedding anniversary. We've been together 16 years, married 10, on our way to Tahoe to celebrate.
Well, congratulations.
Adrian and Catherine.
Oh, two chicks? Or is the dude named Adrian?
Maybe a dude. A-D-R-I-A-N.
Oh, I think it is spelled with an N-N-E or something.
For a girl.
Yeah. Well, either way, congratulations and have a great time.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you people are. Thanks for listening. Adrian's doing it right now. What?
Hey! We're not gay married. I'm a man.
With a girl's name. So what?
Sorry, Adrian.
I actually love that name for a dude. I like Kelly for a guy, too.
Oh.
I've always thought Kelly was cute. I wanted to name one of our kids Kelly, and John said, you can't name a boy Kelly. I said, that seems wrong.
You had a good save going, and then you went back there.
What?
Like we saved the Adrian thing with you love Adrian, and then you went right back to you can't name a kid Kelly because it's...
he didn't want to name him Kelly.
All right, but I mean, John's saying the same thing that this guy's, you know, never mind. Scott makes me laugh. This morning, his sincerity about the North Bay is very touching. Go, Scott.
Yeah, that was actually very sweet and generous of him to do that at Sally Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this... Band Together Bay Area benefit concert that we were talking about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big. It's on November 9th, right around the corner at AT&T Park. And they are actually, I think about 20% of the tickets are going to go to people who are victims of the fires. So not only are they going to try and raise a bunch of money, tippingpoint.org is where you can go to make a donation. They say seats all around and they're going to go on a case-by-case basis.
Good.
That sounds tough.
It does sound tough. So if you want to go to this and you're one of the victims and you find yourself in need and you want to be a part of this show, I would start at tippingpoint.org.
Yeah, I guess the tickets are being given out through
a couple different organizations. Yes, a couple different agencies will have them, but that's a good place to get started to see if you can get them.
How do Sarah and Vin not know Fernet? It's like the official drink of San Francisco.
Well, Vinny doesn't drink, so I'm glad to hear he doesn't know about it. Yes. And I've heard of Fernet, but I didn't know that you drank it, and I didn't know what it tasted like.
Mm.
Awesome.
Not.
Awesome. Yeah, I've been sober for years, man. Yeah. That's why I don't know.
Let's keep it that way.
Right. Sarah, thinking the judge would allow the loser to text anything, even nice things, to that girl. LOL. Ha ha ha, Sarah, thumbs cut off. I just lost my S.
Yeah, I don't want any further contact with this person. He texted her 144 vulgar messages in one night.
I think you nailed it, though, that she let those come through and hasn't blocked him so that she can catalog his behavior.
Because she had a restraining order against him, and then the judge said, now you got to write 144 nice things to this lady.
Which seems too childish for a 30-year-old man. How about you do some time?
Yeah.
Son?
Yeah.
But you know, okay.
Did you guys ever have to write on the board at school, like 50 times, I will not, or
you know,
like that?
I feel like that I've seen that. I don't know if I ever had to do that. I made my kids do that a couple times, though, and they stopped doing it. Whatever the thing was. My sons used to do this thing where they'd walk around the house and go, bleh! Just like constantly, all the time. I'm like, it has to. You have to stop. Like, you can't do it anymore.
What, like the throw up sound?
Yeah, just but they it was more like a. I think they were trying to be like a dinosaur, but then they knew it bugged me, so they kept it up. And I just sat them down, put a pencil in their hands, and said, "You're not getting up until you've written 50 times on this piece of paper. I will not make the eh sound anymore.
How do you spell eh?
E H H E H or something. I don't know.
But did they do it?
They stopped doing it.
I used to. I've told you guys this, but I'll tell it again. Mr. George used to say. Vin, you know, my later classes, the hard math classes, they don't have as many friends or connections to parties as you do. So if you could put up on the board the directions to the party that you're going to this weekend, they would appreciate it. And I was always like, no problem, Mr. George. Let me get my flyer out for whatever rager that's coming up, and I'll write that down for them. So I did write on the board, but that was... what I would share.
And all the math geeks would show up at the party.
I don't know. I don't know if they did or
they
didn't.
They would move the party. The but cool they would, kids would move the party.
They would know where the keggers were. Yeah. That's all. That judge's punishment seems so dangerous. He's clearly fixated and obsessed with this woman, and writing about her would only encourage his behavior.
Yeah, I think the punishment is no more talking to her ever. I like your idea. Jail.
Yeah, anything where someone's obsessive with another person, it puts another person in a position where they have to walk around scared.
Right.
Man or woman.
Yep.
You shouldn't have to always be on alert and worried that someone may pop up out of the sewer.
You should be able to doot-de-doot through your day. Doot-de-doot.
Hooman, it's not Fernet. It's called Fernay.
Fernay. No, it's not.
I've never heard Suzette. It said Fernay.
I've never heard it called Fernay.
Well, if it's a San Francisco Man. Company, maybe somebody can...
Is that the same people that were upset that we kept calling the sex rehab place Kusnatch? Because that's how you say it.
Well, that's how it's spelled.
K-U-S-N-A-C-H-T. Yeah. Kusnatch.
Speaking of PC run amok, I recently told a fairy tale in a school assembly, and one parent was offended that the prince in the end kissed the sleeping princess because she was sleeping and it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
Get him. Oh, my God.
Listen
what
to this one.
This
is an abuse of freedom, everybody.
Yeah.
Take it in. Drink it in.
415 says, Vinny, I used your not a good fit line to break up with my girlfriend last week. She didn't ask why, but I gave a quick reason anyway because it needed to be said, ending with a strong, just not a good fit. And it worked great. Thanks.
Oh. Good job, man. Well,
yeah, way to solve the Men of the Bay Area's breakup problems.
Happy to help.
Mm. She didn't ask why, but I felt like I had to tell her anyway.
Man, we're out of time.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Oh, don't forget, 10 o'clock, we have a major concert announcement. Be here at 10 o'clock for that. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a fun show today.
Yeah.
Thanks again for yesterday. The Secret Show was wonderful. Club Fugazi was a great place to have it. And everybody decked themselves out in their Halloween wear. It's always nice to see our listeners getting all into it.
And it's hard to, you know, downtown San Francisco isn't the easiest place to come to anything.
Nope.
You name it.
So thanks for the effort, everybody who was there. And we do them from time to time. So I don't believe it's posted yet, but he just had a baby, little baby Cameron. Welcome to the world. And so he's working on it. He'll get it up as soon as he possibly can. Yeah. He's got some editing to do. So 10 o'clock, just a couple minutes from now, we will be back because we have a major concert announcement to make.
I got a text from our boss. He said, go ahead and do it now.
No, 10 o'clock is the...
Said, no problem.
I got a text saying, stay around till 11:30 and do it.
Yeah. We have a meeting today.
Yay!
So, but at 10 o'clock, we are going to be doing the concert announcement. So make sure you're here for that. Have a great day. Enjoy Survivor tonight. Mm-hmm. Use that. I know you can't wait to watch
it. I'm all in.
And we are going to go do a secret show. That'll be posted up a little later today. Join us at RadioAlice.com. Have a great one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.